The Federal Bureau of Land Management plans to capture and remove fewer wild horses from western rangelands this summer. An agency statement blames budget constraints and already full holding pens. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
The government's wild horse program was set up decades ago to prevent starvation or overgrazing. This year's tentative herd management schedule calls for the BLM to remove less than 150 wild horses and burros in Idaho and southeastern Oregon. That's down from gathers of several hundred horses at a time 2 to 4 years ago. Biology professor Lori Eggert of the University of Missouri says a new approach is needed.
The path we're on right now, where we continue to allow these horses to grow at 20% a year, is going to end up with more and more horses in holding. You cannot have that situation. That is not sustainable.
Eggert took part in a National Academy of Sciences review of the federal government's faltering wild horse program. There are no quick fixes, but one of her group's recommendations is to increase the use of birth control injections on wild mustangs to slow population growth. I'm Tom Botsy reporting.